You are listening to WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Trust in the integrity of God. Trust in the integrity of God. It's a dimension of trust. That His character you can depend on. He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. If God took care of you then, He's going to take care of you now. If He took care of you with a few shekels, He can take care of you with some issues that you're going through in your mind. If He stretched out a little money, made it elongated it, He can handle, He can give you patience to go through a situation.
Thank you. Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Kairos. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16.
Write it in your notes, His ways are not like our way. Neither are His thoughts like our thoughts. For as high as the heavens are from the earth, so are His ways than our ways. And His thoughts than our thoughts. I'm sure David would have loved to have him show up to where the king would look strong. But he says, this will be the sign that I've delivered your enemies in your hands. You will hear the sound of ones marching in trees. This is why we need to be tuned in. God will never let, no kairos is tied to you alone. It is when He says, I heard you. And I'm going to break forth in your life. And the first, don't you look at what they do for you. I want you to turn and see me. And give me the glory. It will be a sign that I'm with you. And every domino that stood before you will fall. Thank you, Lord. We've been more like the world than we have been like the church. Because we want Him to break forth to do what we want Him to do. But He wants glory. He wants glory. He wants all eyes on Him. Thank you, Lord. It's when God interrupts, write it down, your routine. Chronos is tied to routine. I get my coffee, get in the car, go in the jar. Do what I'm supposed to do. Strut when I go in. Flow with it. Get that done. Check email. Do what I do. And then I'm back at it. Back at my desk. Flowing and doing whatever I need to do. That's Chronos. Kairos is Him interrupting routine. That track that you're on, it would take you 3 years. But I'm going to take you through a hard time down in the valley. And it's in a year's time. It's going to be difficult though. I'm going to cause you to step into something. And if you get focused on just the path and the briars in the path, you'll say, what is this? That's why He says, look unto Jesus. The author, not just the author, but He's also the finisher. Let me decree and declare it. God is releasing what I call a finisher's anointing. You will not just start. You will not just engage. You will not just open it up. You will not just do it again. There is a finisher's anointing that's coming upon you that will cause you to not only start, but to come to the fruition of the issue. to see the whole plan of God, because he's going to interrupt what you're trying to do. Actually, many of us have been in a Kairos moment and you don't know it. Anytime he interrupts your plans, you stepped into a Kairos moment. Anytime he shifts your routines or causes you without your own control to step into something else, you've entered into a Kairos. Thank you, Lord. So check it yourself. And within the Kairos, I will tell you what Kairos is like. It's to be swallowed up in the belly of a whale. Thank you, Lord. It is not just sitting on thrones. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. He said, I'm going in another direction. God interrupted his plans. He interrupted his plan. He calls, good God from Zion, he calls the vessel on the sea to go through some type of storm. So much so, and Jonah's sleeping in the midst of it. You can be in so much dysfunction, you can be resting in it. He's resting in dysfunction. Man, the men are about to lose their mind. The lot cast on him. Who are you, man? Who? He said, well, I'm a Hebrew. You're a Hebrew. What did you do to your God? Because he's messing up our plans to get you. I want you to think about that. When God is marked, y'all don't care who you join with, what citizens you get with, he'll mess them up so they'll cast you out. Y'all listening? God will rock your boat, man, like you've never seen before, so you can get into his plan. Jonah said, if you throw me overboard, it's not your tackle, you'll see a calm. They said, man, if your God is this big, we can't throw you overboard. He said, let all of it fall on me. And he allowed them to throw him overboard. The Bible says God prepared a fish to swallow them up. Kairos is being locked up in seaweed, in the darkness, and not knowing what's going to happen for a certain period of time until there's a set time. It's not just when he spit him out. It's when God interrupts you. Thank you, Lord. And many of you, you're looking at the seaweed and the stuff that's happening, which is a part of his plan, as if the devil's doing it. But he's preparing you to become a flaming angel, that when you come out of this, you'll be focused on his plan. Jonah entered into Nineveh at one of the greatest, the Bible says the whole city repented. I've never seen a revival like that. The whole city, the king and all of the animals, submitted to him, submitted to the word of the Lord, and got saved. Thank you, Lord. You want to have that kind of impact? Go through your Kairos. I like Mark chapter 1 and verse 15. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. I like the time is fulfilled. The time is fulfilled. There is a set time, glory to God, that God causes you to go through a chronological situation. Then when it's fulfilled, when the time is fulfilled for that, he will step in and open it up. Well, Bishop, how long is that going to be? I don't know. It's in his hand. But you can trust his hand. I've been sharing the five dimensions of trust. First one is integrity. You'll hear it again at 11 o'clock. Trust in the integrity of God. Trust in the integrity of God. It's a dimension of trust. That his character you can depend on. He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. If God took care of you then, he's going to take care of you now. If he took care of you with a few shekels, he can take care of you with some issues that you're going through in your mind. If he stretched out a little money, made it elongated it, he can handle, he can give you patience to go through a situation. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, ye of little faith, don't take a lot. Just you, the little you got. If you take your faith, a little faith can open up mountains. Jesus said you don't need large faith. But if you had faith as the grain of a mustard seed and you really speak with it, I'll remove mountain. What you want him to do is move your problems and the pain in your heart. That's not what he gonna do. I want you to feel it, all of it, so when you go through it, you'll be a better person. One of the reasons why David was a kind king, and this is what I mean by it. Anytime a nation was subjugated to David, he would lift his hand and only make them hewers of wood and pay taxes. Other nations, other kings, because they had a hard heart, they would vanquish all of the men, make them castrate all of the men, and wipe them out and only have the women as concubines. David would only, this is as far as he would go. You got to pay taxes to Israel, and you need to be hewers of wood. In other words, when I need some wood to build a temple, you're going to be the ones cutting it down. Basically, that's how he operated. But he did not vanquish the men. Y'all understand? If you don't let God work with you, and the reason why David was like that, he was a man after God's own heart. If you don't let God work with you now, when you sit on the throne, you'll do them the way they did you. It's human nature to do. I'll get all y'all. I can't stand none of you. The way he softens that is to cause you to feel stuff. Is that how it feels? To be forgotten? Is that how it feels for people to talk about you like that? Have you ever had someone to talk about you to you? It happened to me yesterday. Somebody was talking about me, didn't know it was me that they were talking about to me. Yeah, I was the one that said so and so and so. And I said so and so and so. And I told them. But you told them that about me? Yeah. They thought I was a different person. So I heard somebody talking about me, and you're telling me you're doing it because you thought I was a different person. Y'all understand that? You've heard about people talking about you, but have you ever had somebody to walk up to you and say and talk to you and tell you what they were saying about you because they thought you were the different person? Instead of being mad, what that did is open me up that people talk about folk. You can say it all day. They talk about folk. I know you talk about me. I know, but I've never heard it by the person who's doing it. It opened me up to what's going on in the world. And instead of being mad, I already know it happens. I already know. It just sharpens me to make me better. You can get mad or you can get glad. You can be better or you can be what? Bitter. And a bitter monument of salt will never move. You become a monument and not a movement. In Luke chapter 19, I don't want to go into it all, but you need to read it. 1 through 10. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says Jesus entered into Jericho and made his way through the town. And there was a man named Zacharias. He was the chief tax collector. How many of you know tax collectors were considered to be sinners and mean folk? He was corrupt. He had become very rich. Not because he worked, because he collected taxes, and a portion of those taxes he was able to keep. He tried to get a look at Jesus, though. But he was too short. And some of the toughest people are short people. That Napoleon thing, man. But I don't want to deal with his physical height. There are people who are short internally. You could be 6'7" and still be 5'4" internally. You've never grew. Glory to God. You think everybody's after you. You already know what you did and what you stole, but they don't know. But instead of you correcting it, you become suspicious of everybody else.
He was too short to see Jesus over the crowd. Plus, they didn't like him. Verse 4, so he ran ahead. I like Zacharias. He ran ahead, verse 4. The Bible said he climbed into a sycamore tree, a sycamore fig tree beside the road. And Jesus was going past that way. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus, and called him by name. Zacchaeus, he said, quick, come down. Notice, you don't have Kairos until Jesus comes. This is who, this is amazing. Notice the man is not even a churchgoer, but he's entered into a what? Kairos. His chronological is tied to how he took up taxes. He had to be shrewd and he had to be exact. He was clear in how he wrote his notes, clear in how he organized and categorized all of the entries and the things that he did. He was powerful in his chronos. And it qualified him for a Kairos. Many people say, well, I've been going to church, but are you working with chronos well? Thank you, Jesus. He was so cool, he said, since I'm limited this way, I can't look over the crowd. Let me run ahead of them. Thank you, Lord. Strategy. There are people who are not working with the church right now, and you're full of strategy. You're full of strategy and innovative things. I welcome you into run ahead of the crowd. Get ahead of the people that's just moving with stuff and see if you can get into a moment where you can be recognized. And if you can't see him, then climb your tree, man. He ran ahead and climbed the sycamore. Look at fig tree, something of substance. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus saw the fig tree, he wanted to eat from it. Thank you, God. It is not necessarily what you do. It is what you climb into. You need to make good choices if you're going to climb. If you're going to get the if you're going to get the benefit of getting into a place where Jesus can see you or you can be seen of God, you need to choose wisely. Thank you, God. It was a sycamore fig tree, which means Jesus had an inkling to go to the fig tree and to eat from it anyway. And you got to find out what God likes. Thank you, God. And when you find out what he likes, climb up in it, glory to God. You may see your Cairo. Good God. Let me tell you what God, he likes some praise. He likes some worship. He'll eat from that fig tree. And if you climb that one, you're going to be seen by God. Come on, he likes your horns. He likes your synthesizer. He loves it, but you got to give it to him. You climb that one, you may have a Kairos. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus looked up and said, quick. Say quickly. Quickly. That's Trump. Quickly. Quickly. Rapidly. I miss Trump clapping his hand. Quickly. Come down. Notice, I must be a guest in your house. He didn't wait for the man to invite him. When you hit into your Kairos, God will kick the door down for you. When it comes to salvation, behold, I stand at the door and knock. But when it's Kairos, I must be a guest at your house. He will insinuate and press it to step into the moment. Notice, I don't want to, I must. Look at the word, I must be a guest in your house. Glory to God. I must be a guest in your home today. Zacchaeus quickly came down and took Jesus in his house. In great what? He didn't slouch in the worship. I guess this is Sunday. This, I've been through, man. He wasn't lethargic. With excitement, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. This is the day the Lord has made. My life is about to change. Come on, let that awaken in you. Let that awaken in you. Get excited when you come to the house of God, or when God says, I'm coming to your house. Woo, Jesus, I can preach that, man. Good God from Zion. He climbed down and he took Jesus. The scriptures is implying that he touched him. He climbed down, he drew closer. Come on. Oh my God. The scripture is clear. When you enter into a Kairos moment, stop talking about how short you are and your limitations and what you didn't do and how they're not working with you and nobody likes you, and grab Jesus. You lay your hands on him and say, come with me. Come closer. Enter into my private place. You're welcome in my house. Change your perspective from them to him. Whew, thank you, God. I'm almost done. He climbed down and took Jesus into his house. Great excitement and joy was there. The people were displeased. A lot of times when people mess with you on your job, they're really not fighting you. They don't like the God that's in you and the anointing that you carry. It makes them feel uncomfortable. Now, we know Zacchaeus didn't follow him as a disciple. But the scripture is showing you, once Jesus is connected with you, things change. First of all, the people weren't mad with Zac. They were already mad at him. But the fact that Jesus got with him, they want to find fault. Why would you be with a sinner if you were really that much of a God? All of us are sinners. I don't deserve to have his presence. And if anybody in the world start acting like they are walking on water, understand that they don't have the right perspective. You only walk on water because he called for you. You don't have the ability, I don't care who you are and how great you are, to walk on anything that doesn't have a foundation. If you walk on things that other people are sinking in, you must keep your eyes on him, because you can't do it in your natural. I don't care how gifted you are. The gifts are irrevocable. And if God is allowing you to prophesy until the dead is raised, you give him the glory, the honor, and the praise, because he's the one that's doing the work behind the scenes. If you worship like that woman is worshiping in this team, and the whole church is saying, don't say we killed them, Doc. You say God worked his work in the midst of us, and we're giving him the glory. Sons of Asaph, stop taking the glory from God. Quickly come down. I must go to your house. Look at this. This is powerful. But the people were displeased. He had gone to be the guest of a notorious. He was short, but he was notorious. The B.I.G. was not the first one. Biggie Smalls wasn't the first notorious sinner. The notorious Big. He was a notorious sinner. They grumble. But I like verse 8. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, notice, I will give half of my wealth to the people that I robbed. And if I have cheated people on their taxes, I give them back four times as much. Jesus responded, salvation has come to this house today. For this man has shown himself. Y'all talking it.
But he has shown himself to, how do you become a true son? It's not tenure.
I've always been in the church. You don't even have a clue. You don't have a clue. It's not tenure that makes us sons. It's not even biological ties. Good God. It's how do you respond to your kairos? When he shows up, how do you respond?
For some reason, all of his money and trophies mean nothing when Jesus was standing in his house.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Kairos, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2301-0808. That's reference number 2301-0808.
It is time for the second annual Palm Bay Multicultural Festival presented by the City of Palm Bay, Florida Blue, and Thrifty on Saturday, January 28th. This free event showcases culture, dance, music, food, vendors, and hands-on activities from countries worldwide. For more information on being a sponsor or a vendor, email daniel.waite@pbfl.org. We encourage all high school seniors who plan to further their education at a college or university to apply for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship. The deadline for submission is next Sunday, January 29th. Applications are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter. Contact Elder Toby Hubbard with any questions. Baby dedication is scheduled for next Sunday, January 29th at the 8 a.m. service. Forms are due today and are available at guest services. Awaken Women's Fellowship will resume in person and online on Saturday, February 25th at 9 a.m. Ladies, this is our year of faith, favor, and focus. So connect with the Awaken group on Facebook for updates.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.